Action. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones. Your calls for Gerald Celente are coming up in the next segment. You know, America is number one in obesity, number one in drug use, number one in cancer, number one in autism, number one in just everything bad now. And the over-the-top police state of all of America being locked down more and more anytime they want. I mean, that's what this is. This is criminals saying, hey, get up against the wall when we say papers, please. Now, Gerald, you were trying to get into that article, a new book out. Gerald Celente joining us. Recap, finish the quote, and then finish your point. I'm sorry about the break.
Yeah, you know, that was the quote. He said that, unfortunately, a lot of liberals have checked in their consciences at the door. You know, in other words, they complain about Bush, but it's not very healthy for our democratic process. Not very healthy. You know, it's killing us. Here, this is from my book, Trends 2000, I wrote back in, you know, the mid-90s. I wrote about what happened with the Oklahoma terrorism, so the Oklahoma bombing. And then right after that, here's an article from USA Today. Terrorism bill hurts rights. The bill expands executive powers at the expense of both citizens and aliens. The president alone could designate groups, quote, detrimental to the interests of the United States. And it goes on. Not surprisingly, the bill's godfather, the FBI, would also reap new power. That means your phone could be tapped if the FBI thought any suspect might use it. So much for Fourth Amendment protection. That's from USA Today, 1995. That's how things have changed. Here they were coming out against it. Now you pick up the pages, the editorial from the New York Times, the toilet paper of record, and they are so championing our loss of liberties and what's happened in Boston. And Alex, I urge everyone listening to please consider going to my YouTube channels, either the Gerald Celente or the Trends Journal YouTube channel, and see our piece on a state of siege, and also the one on rebuilding America, because that's what I'm promoting. I've had enough of their losing ways that are destroying this country. They are only destroying us day by day. We have sociopaths and psychopaths. Here, a definition of a sociopath. Read George Bush's comments from that prostitute CNN interview yesterday. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. Sociopaths never do. So if the people don't rise up to a higher moral level, then our society degrades to a Nazi Germany level. Oh, and by the way, you ask why is this happening? It's what I said years ago. Four words have killed capitalism. Too big to fail.
Crony capitalism.
Fascism. The merger of state and corporate powers. It's a takeover.
You're absolutely right, Gerald. And people say, oh, come on, it's for your own good. The government's good. Every time you get rid of checks and balances, not part of the time, not 90% of the time, every time you get rid of checks and balances, the bad guys take over. That's what's like a dam holding them back. And we're like, hey, let's lower our shields. It's like, hey, let's get rid of our atmosphere and then see if we suffocate. Well, how do you know we need an atmosphere and air to breathe? You conspiracy theorists. They're just getting rid of our protections and wondering where the prosperity went. It went out the window. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente and your phone calls straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. TrendsJournal.com is the website.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Gerald Celente will be hosting an hour of the show on Monday. I like to do novel stuff. Just, hey, this is what Gerald does when I'm not there throwing in points, interrupting him. So he'll be on guest hosting for an hour on Monday. I'll be back, of course, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., back tomorrow as well. But I'm going to be co-hosting with Jakari Jackson and David Knight tomorrow. I like to introduce my host to the show and get them out on the big show. Of course, we're really expanding the nightly radio / TV transmission as well with InfoWars Nightly News. Okay, going back to Gerald Celente, I want to go to some phone calls now. And Gerald obviously is just as concerned as I am about the open conditioning for martial law. I just wanted to briefly ask you, are they accelerating their program of acclimating us to troops on the streets and now openly announcing it because they're worried about the financial collapse?
I believe so. I truly believe it. That again, look what's going on in Spain. Look what's going on in Italy. Look what's going on in Greece. Look what's going on in Portugal. Look what's going on in Ireland. Oh, yesterday they announced, oh, over there in the UK, that third recession. No one calls it a depression. You have 30% plus unemployment in Greece, in Spain. Throughout the area, you have over 50% unemployment in many of these countries, youth unemployment. The entire systems are breaking down. Cyprus is out of the news. People forgot about it. holiday. Remember that one, the bank holiday? It's collapsing. There is absolutely no way that they can continue to print money to prop up the economy. They've dumped in tens of trillions of dollars. It has not worked. And as societies break down, you know my saying, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And people are losing it. They're losing it in Bulgaria and Romania. They're losing it throughout the world, and they're going to be losing it here.
Well, it just came out this week, the statistics of suicide, murder, death, breakups, depression. It's just exploding everywhere. And I was reading today where there people are starving to death in Greece. And that will happen here just like Argentina. People, Argentina was first world. The globalists love this. This is what they do with their mismanagement.
You know, I was thinking about what's holding back the American spirit. There are a lot of great people out there, and I do see a change coming. And, you know, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm buying historic buildings in Colonial Kingston. You know, the roots of the American Revolution are right here. The Senate House is over here. They burnt down this city in 1774, the British. You know, so, I mean, you know, I believe in it. But what's holding it back? And I started to think, if I had a job at Walmart, if I worked at Target, if I worked at Costco, I used to have a hardware store, and now I have to work for Home Depot. I used to own a stationery store, and now I work for Staples or Office Depot. I used to own a mom-and-pop shop where we had clothing or a haberdasher. You don't even hear that word anymore. And now, you know, I work for Macy's. So the people, their spirit is being rotted out of them.
That's the television, I call it television sickness. They're just spectator zombies. They've got to awaken. They're still human. Let's take calls. Eric in Tennessee, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey,
you're on the air from Tennessee. I'm fine. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? How's it going, Gerald?
Good.
Excellent, guys. Great to listen to you guys. A lot of information, a lot of really good stuff. My question, basically, if you think back, the French Revolution, when it started, the people were so poor, they were so sick, they were so, I mean, they were just dying in the streets, basically. Do you think it'll get to that point in America before we decide to fight back, or do you think that the American spirit, like you were talking about, will actually come back and we'll be able to do something effective before it gets that bad?
I believe it could be done long before that. You know, you listen to the people that advertise the products. You listen to Alex talk about the advertisers on his show. Organic, clean food, clean environment. You think about the aspects of integrity and courage and self-respect. Those are the things that change it. I get letters all the time. We have a piece at the end of this last Trends Journal from a young fellow, 27 years old, Dan Powell. And I call it the Powell Prescription for Progress. And he wrote about how he's changed his life. He eats organic. He grows his own food. He gets dressed every day. You know, he dresses up, tries to feel better, exercises, lost weight. And he said, this is what will really excite you. Everybody around him is changing. His girlfriend is changing. His friends are changing. His parents are changing. When the people rise to the highest level within themselves, everything changes. Don't believe me. Read Jung. Read the great philosophers. Read all of them. The world changes when the consciousness changes. And to me, we have everything in place.
Absolutely. We are the revolution for liberty. They are the revolution for tyranny. There are different forces in this world. Stop being a spectator. Eric, anything else?
I was reading the Trends Journal, and it's got the obituary for democracy at the beginning of it. I really recommend that read to anybody. You can download that in a PDF file.
Sure, and people get in an argument about democracy, republic, I mean, a republic is the will of the people, but protected in the Bill of Rights Constitution. So it's really the same thing. When Obama says democracy, he means a pure one. But then Gerald's point is this isn't even that. It's a manufactured consent. The 74% of the Americans in a Gallup poll hate the government. So why is the government getting bigger? Because we don't have a republic. We don't have a democracy. What we've got is a manufactured kleptocracy. Thank you, Eric.
Yes.
Jason?
Yeah, I'd just like to comment on what Eric said. Yeah, thank you for reminding me about that story in the Trends Journal about Obituary for Democracy. I quoted from the toilet paper of record. Actually, I believe it was April 15th or around that time. Because the Trends Journal just came out. And they talked about Christine Lagarde, the grand dame of the IMF. You know what IMF stands for, the International Mafia Federation. And how they're saying this, the toilet paper, and they're not even conscious of their words. They say that she has become, and the IMF, a quasi-government. And that they have more power than countries in Europe. And how she puts, and they put leaders in charge.
And she's so exempt from taxes, but thinks you should work 6-7 days a week to pay her more money.
But again, and the point beyond that, is that they're saying that the money junkies are in control.
Yes.
They're saying it in the New York Times. Not my language, their language.
And then if you read it, the ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center calls you a conspiracy theorist. Jason in Alabama, you're on the air. What's your question for Gerald?
Alex.
Hey, bro.
Hey, Gerald and Alex. Good to talk to you guys. Hey, love the show. I'll get my sarcasm out of the way and say that you're doing a really good job of pissing the globalists off.
Well, we're trying.
I know. Hey, I wanted to talk to you guys about the police state. I had a situation that happened to me and my wife just the other night. And I think, you know, I mean, I've been listening to you for about 4 years. We've never really seen this before, but this happened to us. And so we're having to deal with it. I'm not crying about it, but we're going to deal with it. But we were at a club. I'm a songwriter and an engineer and an anthropologist and all kinds of things. So we were at a club and we left. She wanted to, she said to me, she said, I think we've had too much to drink tonight. Let me go get my purse and my phone. And we were parked directly behind the club. She went to go to get her purse. There were two police officers that were standing behind the club and they approached her and they said, who are you? Where are you coming from? Where are you going? And she said, look, I don't have to answer these questions. I'm just a person. I'm trying to get my purse out of the car. They literally beat her and arrested her and took her to jail. And she was by herself.
Yeah, they've converted police over now to, they want to get notches on their belts. We are the enemy. They're trying to convert them to where the more they attack us, the more tough they are. And they've been told, drive these people into submission. Gerald, what do you want to say to what this fellow just talked about?
Well, it's, you know, all this has really started to happen. Again, every time that there's an incident, they take more and more of our rights away. And then you look at a lot of who these people are becoming. That are police. They're coming back from Iraq. They're coming back from Afghanistan. I mean, you know, this whole thing is totally out of control. And then you have a clown senator like Lindsey Graham saying this nation is a battlefield and we're at war. And these people believe it who have become cops. But I have to tell you this, on the cop scene, the cops in Kingston have to be among the coolest. There's bad sections around here. They see people out in the street having a drink at an outside thing. They don't bother anybody. They know what bad is. And that's what these cops have to understand. Leave the people alone. You want to enforce the law? Start at the top. Go after the war criminals. Go after Rumsfeld. Go after that little weasel Wolfowitz. You want to enforce the law? Leave us alone. And go after Corzine. Go after the Goldman Sachs gang. Leave us alone.
Absolutely. So how did it end, caller? I'm going to twist your arm one more segment, Gerald. 10 more minutes, take a few more calls. But how did it end, caller?
she was asking the police, she said, instead of you, like, antagonizing me, aren't you supposed to be protecting me? She's like, I am alone. There's my car. I'm trying to call a cab. And they had nothing to do with that. They just wanted to violate her and arrest her, and she went to jail, and now we have to deal with the whole thing.
Sue them. Go after them all. This is happening everywhere, though. They want to break our will. They are telling themselves.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We'll continue with your phone calls after this at 800-259-9231. All over the country now, I see the footage every day Cops will pull somebody over, and they'll film them, and the cop will beat them, take them to jail, and charge them with resisting arrest and wiretapping when that's not what the law says. Or somebody will be filming outside, and a cop will just walk by. I've seen people, like, walking down a city street, and two cops will walk over where they're at and then just shove them up against a wall. And, man, I've been to third-world countries. It's not even that bad. And it's the government's above the law. I mean, it's all over, folks. They're going to take our bank accounts, everything. It's all being announced. America's going under judgment. And it's going to be forced abortions and forced inoculations next. That's already beginning. And I hope everybody enjoys it. Because if it hadn't come to your area yet, it will. Because it's a rite of passage now. Like you get a buck and skin it and then have the head taxidermied. It's a rite of passage to do a proctology exam on your wife in front of you on the side of the highway. It's a rite of passage to almost beat your 12-year-old to death. It's a rite of passage for the IRS to take your bank accounts with no judge or jury. Sorry, I guess it is a rite of passage now, isn't it, Gerald?
Isn't that a fellow that called up before? With the woman getting arrested. Now, when you get arrested, thanks to the Supreme Court, okay, take off your clothes. You go to jail. Once you're in jail, they could strip search you.
Oh, yeah, it's all part of the violation. Oh, yeah. Well, that's why they get into this. It's all part of the...
I was at a party when this was happening, and I said, the Obama administration supported this. And it went, no, he didn't. I said, yes, he did. I said, the Solicitor General, Verrilli, argued for the strip search. This woman got so unhinged, called me a liar. I didn't know what I was talking about. I said, look up the facts. The Obama apologists don't want to admit that their guy is as bad and worse than all of the rest of them. It's just a continuation of our loss of rights that Bush started really taking, Clinton actually.
Yeah. Tyranny is a bunch of kleptocrats who get above the law and then have a big party with us. Let's talk to Dan in Indiana. You're on the air, Dan.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call, and I want to tell you that everybody really around here appreciates the information you guys are sharing and seeking the truth out. And one thing I want to comment on, about 2 years ago, the federal government put a building up here in this little town of 3,000 people that I'm from. As they were putting the building up, nobody knew what the building was. And then it was an FBI building, supposedly to monitor the power grid. Yeah, it was to monitor the power grid, all right, not the electric power. But while they were doing that, somebody hit a fiber optic line. Every cell phone and every landline went down. They are monitoring people through these fiber optic lines. When they completed that building, they run fiber optic lines, hell, high water, through the dead of winter, all over this country out here. And as far as monitoring and information, if people really want to know the technology that they have, you can go to Google Maps, you can go to Street View, and walk the little guy down the street, see who's in what car and everything.
Oh, it's worse than that. They're coming out with Google Fiber 100 times faster. They're putting it in Austin. And exactly, it came out in 96. That they have whole rooms or sometimes floors at all telecommunications. And now under cybersecurity, your company, just like I didn't even get to this today. I'm going to cover it when we come back after Gerald leaves us. I got the business census. They say they're going to basically throw me in jail. I've got to answer all these questions, violate the Fifth Amendment. And if any of it's wrong, I go to jail. There's no law behind this. They lie. I went and checked it. Already knew that. But this is the new thing. That the bosses have to spy on their employees under cybersecurity. This is the total end, folks. This is a criminal takeover. Gerald Celente.
It is. And again, it's all before us. And then again, it all ties in. As the economy gets worse, as people become more desperate, as society breaks down, they will use any excuse to enslave and empower us.
And their argument is, when I was talking about the police state with the Austin police chief, he goes, you have nothing to hide, do you? I was like, come on, they're spying on everything. He goes, what, do you have something to hide? No, you got something to hide, government. Go ahead, Gerald.
And again, who are these people to watch us? What moral ground do they stand on that they're looking to see if we're behaving properly? This is, again, just keep going back to the founding fathers. That's all we have to do. Whether it's in foreign affairs and not getting involved in foreign entanglements or all of the Bill of Rights that have been put into place to protect us, all we have to do in this country to move forward is to have a renaissance in what the Revolutionary War was about, put it back into place, and push.
Absolutely. We just have to go back to freedom and all this ends. But we don't want to because we chant USA, USA to having our daughters given a proctology exam by men in black uniforms. Gerald Celente, you're hosting next Monday. God bless you.
Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I'm going to get to your phone calls after I get into the census and play this report with Mark Dice and John Baum from just a few days ago there on the Southern California coast outside Los Angeles. Just amazing information. But I want to stop something right here. Federal law and the Constitution says that every 10 years, and it goes back to Leviticus in the Old Testament, the people are to be numbered for congressional apportionment. For congressional apportionment, because your state, according to how many people you have in it, your state, according to how many people live in it, gets that number of House of Representative members. That is done via population, but then also then the state gets two senators. But the idea was the legislature would then elect the senators, so they were purely creatures of the states. The 17th Amendment got rid of that. Now, what's happening is they're trying to pass cybersecurity that makes employees indentured servants of the government. Managers in IT will have to spy on everyone and demand the username and passcodes of the Facebooks, everything, to give to Homeland Security. Any IT company that gives any type of service to 100 or more people, that means if you have a website with 100 visitors, you will have to go get federal licensing and training on how to be a Homeland Security spy. You cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. Now, why do I raise that in conjunction with the census? In 2000, we did reports on this. I had them come to my house in a little, blue-collar area of Austin. And the guy would park in the middle of the street, and he'd come to my door, and he'd say, listen, we're going to have you arrested if you don't fill out this form. I said, good, have me arrested. And I would go to close the door, and the guy actually stuck his foot in. And I went, I opened the door up, and I said, okay, buddy. I said, if you trespass in here, I'm going to defend myself, and I'm calling the police right now. And it was a zit face, like 20, nothing is funny, it was a zit face. It was a zit face, 20-year-old guy on a power trip with his plastic badge. And I said, you're violating my Fifth Amendment and my Fourth Amendment. And he goes, it's the law. And I said, let me see that form you're bringing again. This is like the other four you've brought. And by then, my wife, girlfriend at the time, came up with the video camera. We have this tape somewhere at about that point. I go, you see here? It says the U.S. code that's off the law. Above it says how many people live here and what are their names. That's what you can say under the Constitution. That's what you can ask. That's fraud. That's constructive fraud. And he goes, that's not true. They'd have told me that. And I said, you take your thing, and I'm not filling any of it out. The whole thing's a fraud. I go, go arrest me. Because I'd gone and looked up the federal rulings against the census as a Fifth Amendment violation. It violates a bunch of other issues. And here's the worst part. On these new census, they said in 2000, as I really got into it then, listeners remember that, they said after 2010, you will be given yearly censuses, and by 2015, monthly censuses. And they were already testing them then. I happened to get the community survey that had 50-something questions. What's my toilet? Do I own guns? When do I go to work? What are my stocks and bonds? Under penalty of perjury. Document cam shot, please, for TV viewers. They come to our office yesterday, or this is a couple days ago. I was told about it yesterday. And have Ja'Kari Jackson sign for this. Registered mail saying your response is required by law. Your response. They've expanded the fraud. This is a business yearly survey, and they already know everything about us in the deal. It's already with the IRS. By the way, that violates your Fifth Amendment. That's paid to the private Federal Reserve, but that's an established criminal tyranny where they will still come after you, and so that's a battle we've already lost for now. Doesn't run the country, all goes to offshore banks on record. Ronald Reagan's own commission found that. Quote, not one red cent goes to fund the country. You're like, how we build the country? We didn't have the income tax until 1913, and no one even had to pay it until the 1940s. It was a temporary war tax for the boys. Oh, my God. Most of it paid to German banks that created Hitler. I mean, you cannot make this up. Now, just like the General Motors Opel factories, the bombers weren't allowed to bomb them. There was riots at Army Air Corps bases about that. People are like, we're dying and we're not allowed to bomb the real factories. Building tanks and aircraft. See, that's traitor talk. That's traitor talk. Now, look at this. Total violation of your Fifth Amendment. And listen, here's the deal. Even if you don't think that because you're ignorant, it says under penalty of perjury, felonies if any of it's wrong. These crooks will say that's what the IRS does. It's a Money Magazine, Forbes, they've all done this. You go to 30 different, 40 different, 50 different, they've done different things. Different CPAs, you are going to get different answers on every one of them. Because it's all written where the big mega banks are exempt. It's all selectively enforced. You can't put $10,000 in a Swiss bank after tax. They'll arrest you, even if it's your money. You can't fly out of the country with 10 silver coins. But if you're a globalist, you're tax exempt. Now, look at this. Look at this. It says, and fraudulently, you know, that I'll be fined $10,000 if I don't do this within 10 days. Well, you know what? I'm not doing it, you crooks. You dirty crooks. I don't care if you're a bunch of fluoride head zombies that you know, go, we're allowed to do this. Yeah. Next, it's going to be monthly surveys. All I'm going to do is sit around filling out stuff. And you know how much it'll cost me with my accountants already complying with the Federal Reserve's IRS that gives illegal aliens fake IDs and lets them steal money and all this crap? I mean, it's just all a bunch of lawless, drug-dealing, murdering government. I've had it with you. I see you. I know who you are, filth, and I know the law. Judges have ruled in 2001 and others where census people bust in houses, come across property, get in fights with people, rape women. Because imagine the freaks. I had one try to force their way in my house, and I opened the door and I said, "You just stuck your foot in my door." The cops want to do it all. This country is so gone until we realize that there's no future. Look at this. Failure to fill it out, $10,000 fines, and then, of course, it's not even a law. It's all fraud. And then look at this thing. Everything about us, stocks, bonds, officers and companies, blah, 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 everything about my employees, and every bit of inventory. And if one bit of it's wrong, I'm arrested. You know what? I'm going to write Fifth Amendment all over this. I'm going to write Fifth Amendment all over it, and I'm going to send it back to you. And they're going to make us do this monthly now. Imagine. And these people do nothing all day but sit there and spy on us for the foreign banks that have occupied this country. This is a foreign agency now. This is a seized country. They're like, "Well, we do this to help you." You got to help know how to shut down the businesses quicker, how to ship them overseas, how to find small businesses to harass. Your job under Agenda 21 is to destroy America, to get everybody on welfare. It's all on record. Finished goods, work in progress, material supplies. Total inventories, LIFO reserve, if any. Every business in the country is getting these. Total inventories, post-production services, film, video, digital media, motion picture film processing laboratory. Hey, dumbasses, people don't use film anymore. Author, writer, and or composer, audio, post-production. We get letters now going, "Hey, this is the state of California. Who's this IT company you use? We're going to create a nexus and charge you sales tax off of it." And it's not even a law. It's just crooks. Talent payment services, actors or actresses, page after page after page after page after page. "And we'll arrest you if you don't do it. We'll arrest you if any of it's wrong." Broadcaster exhibit features, rent future films, license or domestic rights exhibit, motion picture, television program, other. I just got an FCC notice that we're not providing on our broadcast TV closed captioning, even though it's on our YouTube channel. They're now saying footage that we shoot is broadcast TV. They have no jurisdiction. I went and read the law. But they're saying they're going to fine me. Good, I'll go to court with you too, you little maggots. There's no amount of money you can get out of America to keep the country up. It's designed to implode, you idiots. And by the way, you're going to lose everything you've got, New World Order. All of you minions. So, Fifth Amendment violation, it's totally criminal. They now say you've got to have a license to have a church. Ever read the First Amendment? Congress shall make no law respecting an established religion, particularly as thereof. You know any of that stuff? No. A bunch of sheep that do whatever they're told. So now the cops are going to come in your house without a warrant. Now they're going to take your bank account. Now here is the premiere of this piece put out by our own John Bound, and Mark Dice doing a great job showing how sick and crazy Californians are signing petitions to bring in Nazi rule in America and confiscate the guns. This is the authoritarian nature. As long as it's the government, they'll go with it because that's their mommy, that's their daddy, that's who they worship. Here it is.
This petition is to support door-to-door searches and gun confiscations of the registered weapons, since we have databases of them. And we're just going to model our system after England, and a zip code, please, to confiscate.
I always watch news about the gun chat every info.
Yeah, thanks for your support. We're gonna take those guns away from everybody and model the system after England. So I appreciate your support. They want to cut the police force by 20% in Oceanside.
Uh-huh.
You signed the petition to stop the police force from getting cut. We don't need Oceanside to turn back into a ghetto.
I don't even live here, dude.
That's okay. Just help our community and just print, sign, and a zip code to support the Orwellian police state. And we're modeling our system off of the Russian and German Nazi police state, and we're just trying to do that here in a zip code to support the Orwellian police state too. So
all right.
Thank you so much for supporting that. This is hard to keep a straight face sometimes. The Nazi Germany police state. Did you hear that? What is wrong with these people? You heard what I said, right?
Hi, can I have a minute of your time? Just a second of your time. Would you mind signing here? What we're doing is a petition to basically ban the Second Amendment in order to stop these heinous gun shows from selling guns to average citizens. Yeah. And what we want is, you know, mainly the criminals to have the guns. Yeah, and just sign there.
Yeah.
Just sign there. Uh-huh. Yeah. Just right there.
Yeah.
And then your zip code.
Okay.
Yeah, what we want is we want to go to every door in the community and find the guns that people have in their homes and take them from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way we're safe, you okay. know. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're a great American.
Close the just print. Yeah, it's we're modeling the new system off of the England model, and we're just going to get all the guns off the streets except for the police and the military. So just print your name there. We won't call you or we won't contact you. But
you know, what do you need?
Well, we just
what's your job?
We work with the third party petitioning system, so we're just on a zip code to repeal the Second Amendment. Thanks for supporting that. You know about CalMed?
No.
It's like the Obamacare for the low-income families and the minorities. They're going after that, and they want to repeal that. I just need a name and a signature to help to support the Obamacare free vaccination program. Just print your name here, sign, and a zip code. It's a free vaccination for the low-income families, but they want to remove that and take that away. So just print your name here, please. We won't contact you. Just a zip code. Print your name first, please, to support the free vaccination programs with as much mercury as possible to inject into the children, and a zip code to support the mercury vaccination program. Thank you so much for that. We'll inject as many kids as we can.
I support Second Amendment.
Why would you do something like that?
Because
aren't you
right?
Guns are dangerous.
People are more dangerous than guns.
I'm not for guns, but I'm from France. So.
Oh yeah. My goodness. Well, they have guns still in France?
No, we don't.
Oh, well, good. Thank God. Do you want to sign?
Yeah, you just...
The civilians don't.
The civilians don't have any guns, so you just signed a petition to endorse the door-to-door searches to get the guns out of the homes, too. So I really appreciate it.
What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Mark.
Mark? Hey, Mark.
Thanks for supporting the door-to-door gun confiscations, bro.
So this is going to be within the next few months?
Yeah, we're going to just send the police and the military knocking on doors.
The military, too?
Yeah, well, they're going to do a... We're going to eliminate...
Here in Oakland?
Yeah, we've eliminated Posse Comitatus, and so the police and the military...
What was the Posse what?
We've eliminated Posse Comitatus, so the military...
Posse
Comitatus, so the military and the police are going to work hand in hand and go door to door and just remove all the guns from people's houses.
Guns,
so,
shotguns,
yeah, everything. So I really appreciate your support.
Yeah,
bro.
I guess people are really having a problem with
Yeah, that. we're gonna fix it. Thanks for your help. And this is supporting the police state, and we're gonna model the new police state after George Orwell's 1984. And zip code, please. This is, like I said, this is supporting the police state and the Orwellian 1984 surveillance systems that we want to implement here and model our society after that. So I really appreciate you supporting the police state with our petition here, and a zip code to support the police state, too. Thank you so much.
You didn't want to sign that?
I can, dude.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
These guns need to be taken away. They're frightening.
I do. I agree with that, but yes. I think they should do some more like physical psychological tests before they take away guns.
Oh, sure, yeah, for mental evaluation. Absolutely.
Yeah, friends, and sign there. to support the police state, the Orwellian measures. We're going to model the police state after Orwell's model. So thanks for supporting the Orwellian police state. So just print, sign, and a zip code just to not cut the force by 20%, please.
Okay.
And what this petition is doing is it's supporting the police state, and we're sort of modeling the new American police state after Russia and Germany's police state. Zip code, please, to support the police state in America. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
We're supporting the police state. This petition is supporting the growing police state in America, and we're modeling our police state off of the one in Russia and Germany. So thanks for supporting the police state. And what we're going to do is, with the Obamacare, is inject the kids with as many vaccines filled with mercury as we can, and just help to increase the autism rates and the side effects. So you just supported that. Thank you.
By the way, Rob Jacobson also contributed to that report. Incredible cinematography. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, we didn't have to work to get those people. Next, we're going to call for killing children up to age 3. Just kill them all for the earth. And we will have people in Austin sign it and salute with pleasure, because we're the conspiracy theorists. Killing children, worshiping Hitler is liberal. I love Mr. Maddow, baby! In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Linda there. There's a scene you ought to catch. It's a bunch of troops coming to everybody's house telling they're all suspects. One person does something wrong in your city, you're a suspect. Unless you're the government, then you're an exempt from everything because you're the God.
USA, USA, take my rights. USA, USA, we got the CIA-trained bomber. We're doing good now.
And, you know, we spent half our time filling stuff out to the IRS, the collection agency for the Federal Reserve, so it can set everybody up and get penalties and interest. It's all designed like the mafia, where they come after you and throw you in one of their big giant prisons, and now they want you to fill out monthly reports to them with the census when the law says every 10 years and how many people live here and what's their names. Number the people, Leviticus. This isn't numbering the people. I mean, why don't I just full-time do bookkeeping for the Department of Commerce? Bunch of criminals. Let's go ahead, and they're like, no, it's a conspiracy theory. We don't have statutory authority, and we're allowed to arrest any citizen we want and kill him, because America's a free country, huh? And we're number one, USA, USA. Don in Kentucky, you're on the air, USA, USA. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing? I want to say thank you for telling people to grow their gardens. That's
USA, 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 you need a license to have a garden.
USA, 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 USA.
That's good. Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
After that Mark Dice piece, I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Now he walks right up and goes, we're going to have the Nazis take over and take, put everybody in a prison camp. They're like, oh, excellent. Oh,
we signed a petition.
Yay! Yeah! FEMA camps! Yeah, it's freedom!
People are waking up every day, though, thanks to you.
Rand Paul says, have the drones kill people in America. Yay!
USA! USA!
I'm sorry. I'm starting to get into this. I'm going to inject USA. Go ahead. Look at Rachel Maddow. That was a handsome guy. I mean, I'm not into guys, but I'm telling you. Hey, that's pretty handsome. Hey, check this out right here. They put Mr. Maddow up on screen. Kind of got a crush on him. Anyways, hold on. I'm going to inject USA.
USA! USA!
I'm sorry. It's a hell of a drug. I'm sorry, man. Go ahead. What were you calling it about? They made me talk about my crush on Mr. Maddow.
My daughter has not got my grandchildren vaccines, and a lot of it's due to your show, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you, ma'am. You know, the inserts say it can kill your kid, but that's a conspiracy. Don't read the insert.
Yeah, that's what they tell her, and she's like, no.
All you got to do is say USA, USA. What if a cop pulled you over and you said USA, USA? They'd go, code accessed, I must worship you, USA, USA,
USA, USA, USA, USA.
While people are just lined up, if they put up big giant microwave ovens, and you saw people being fried in them, like 50 feet tall, 100 feet deep, and they played USA like mosquitoes to a bug zapper, the average citizen would just march like a zombie into it. And, oh, USA, they would, like, put their baby in the microwave and go, USA, USA. I'm sorry.
USA!
Sorry, man. Go ahead. Anything else about USA today?
No, I just want to say thanks, Alex.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, ma'am. God bless you. They just put Hillary on screen. There's only one woman, I think, more beautiful than Rachel Maddow, and that's Hillary Clinton. Can you imagine running your hands through her hair? Can you imagine like, the smell of dead meat coming out of her mouth? It'd be like finding a dead horse who'd been dead for a week out in some field and just rolling all over it. And you know Hillary Clinton stinks. Can you imagine how much she smells like a dead horse? Oh.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Don't get near her. I mean, can you imagine? This is like the stench. She's probably got hair on her chest. Continuously all the way down into her pants.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.